This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-953-7569. Multitasking is not good for memory. I just thought I would point that out. And I think a lot of people who think they have memory problems are just trying to do too many things at the same time. Focus, folks, focus. That would be a lecture to me. That wasn't actually a lecture to you. I don't know that you guys are not focused. I just was, I keep notes with you guys, which is part of how, you know, that you call me and I'll say, oh yeah, you've got a 12-year-old. Well, wow, how'd you remember that? I keep notes. And it's an old habit left over from school. It's one of the ways that I remember things, one of the ways I focus. Because it's a different pathway than auditorily, right? Because it's visual and it's kinesthetic. Hand-eye coordination. So there you go. I have much to talk with you about, including talking about the two big movies that opened this weekend. Woo-woo! And who do we think will be number one? And I've been really very good at predicting for about the last month and a half what was going to be number one. So doesn't mean my record will hold up, but it's something to maybe tune into and, you know, try and make sure that you go to the other movies so you'll show that I'm wrong. But Jane has called, and she has been, I hope, patiently waiting. So I'm going to go right to Jane and see what's on her mind. Jane, welcome to the program. How am I to help you?
Thank you. Hello. Can you hear me, Dr. Joy?
I can hear you beautifully. Jane, how are you today?
Very good. And I just wanted to say I'm calling from the beautiful Virgin Islands of St. Thomas. I was born on St. Croix and St. John. And you make it a joy, Dr. Joy, to sit in traffic.
Well, I'd probably
you
take that
are
as
my lifeline. Whenever it's hot outside, as long as I have air conditioning and you're on, I am happy.
Well, that's probably the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me, is that I can make being stuck in traffic tolerable. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. And I've been stuck in traffic in L.A., and I tell you, you are a godsend. I love your show.
Well, thank you, Sugar. How can I help you today after that charming, charming compliment?
Like my mother. She's from North Carolina. I enjoyed the stateside gentleman. The other caller called earlier. You were doing the take, on how do you substitute for curse words. And he was a statesider, by the way. I'm born on St. Croix. And he said, cheese and bread. Anyways, a cheese and bread, man. And it's just an N. You can't tell if it's on or N. But anyway, I wanted to give you a fun one because you're doing substitutes for damn it and curse words today,
right,
correct?
Right, right.
And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed following it. Well, when I was a little girl, I went to a very, very public school, and we started there. I was with 9 brothers and sisters. And when anybody said Jesus Christ, the school teachers would say, now we're going to substitute for Jesus Christ, and we're all going to say peas and rice and clap 3 times, 3 syllables. Peas and rice, not Jesus Christ.
Very nice. Peas
and
rice.
Yeah, so I was doing a summer camp last week over in St. Croix. We tried to get back to the community. I'm an ex-school teacher, and we had 24 kids. And one of them at the table at breakfast eating beautiful passion fruit and mango. We had the mango season. He says, Jesus Christ. The other 11-year-old on his left says, don't use the Lord's name in vain. So
right.
The two get into a discussion. I'm serving some tamarind juice or whatever. And I turn around and I say, please apologize. The one that said it said, I'm not apologizing. I said, well, kids, now we get a little talk, and I say, we all love and respect each other. That's part of the camp, correct? Oh, everybody at the table.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay.
And we have to respect everyone's religion, whether it's your Jesus, Allah, Buddha, everybody's religion, and everybody agreed. So we all practice peas and rice. Peas and rice. So if you can get them early, mom and dad, 6 years old, 7 years old, do it phonetically. If they're 17, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck. Well, you'll like one of the reviews. Ice Age comes out, and one of, I think the poster says you're going to lose your ice, which is obviously a pun. So apparently the swearing of the language is ubiquitous, but I love peas and rice. I like that a lot. So we'll peas and rice.
It's a great way. I used to teach special needs children at like Copenhagen International School, like Japanese kids. It's the best way to teach languages is phonetically and clapping and make it a song when you're in the car with your family. Kids learn stuff, Mom and Dad. Just talk to them in the car and sing along. Anything you want to do, peas and rice.
Well, see, Jane, you sort of are also echoing one of my theories. I had seen Straight Outta Compton the same week I saw Hamilton originally, which was, about a year or so ago. And I decided that both of them had the same basic theory, which is to start a revolution, you need a very short statement. Like, we know what Straight Outta Compton was, which is an anti-cop one, but and the for Hamilton is want to be in the room when it happens. But all you need is a beat and a slogan, and there you are, and it becomes very memorable. And I think it's exactly what I was talking about earlier. It's just multiple pathways that rhythm is a different part of your brain. First of all, there's six or seven areas that have to do with memory, but obviously the clapping of your hands is kinesthetic. Yes. That's your body, that's muscle. The sound is rhythmic, and we know that rhythmic, anything that basically resonates with a heartbeat works, and a short sort of peas and rice. So you got it.
Yes.
Want to be in the room when it happens.
I speak five languages, and that's why we all learn. All we need is love and the beats. And
yep,
I think you're so right. And another beautiful one, when people complain in the Virgin Islands, and I've gone here, I went to an all-local school, and my family was not local, so we know what it's like to be here. When statesiders come down, Ritz-Carlton, or anybody complains on the street, in the morning we say, good morning, how you doing? Locals say, too blessed to be stressed.
Ah, nice. Very nice.
And if you can spread that in your morning, even if you live in Michigan.
Oh my gosh, even Michigan.
Wherever you are, if we can open our hearts and get talking about being blessed to be stressed and gratitude, we can change the world one quote at a time. Blessed to be stressed.
Got it. The other,
God,
my favorite
you.
Other one, although I like yours better because it rhymes, is any time on this side of the grass is a good idea. It's a good day, right?
Well, I love that. God bless you. And you really make driving and all that much more pleasurable. I wish you were on in the morning as well.
Well, listen, that's what the podcasts are for. Whatever you need me, I'm there.
And I love your movie advice. I listen to you every time.
All right, you're going to love today. We've got a bunch of very cool movies coming up, so stay tuned.
Okay, God bless.
Thanks, Jamie. That was really nice. Too blessed to be stressed. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Too blessed to be stressed. Shay, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I going to help you?
Hi.
Hi, Shay.
Oh, your previous guest was great.
What a nice way to start off the hour, huh?
She cheered me up.
There you go.
But I wanted to give you an update.
Okay.
Because I called you about 2 months ago. I wanted to move out. And you were telling me, don't move out in secret, to give options to my sons. I had a 17 and a 13-year-old son, and to my husband. And I was on my way to England the same week.
Right,
like
I remember.
Going on.
I think it was more than a couple months ago, but okay. Although I believe your time frame more than mine, because you're living it and I'm just listening to it. So, okay, I do remember.
Well, I don't know. You might be right. But I think it was the end of May. But so I ended up going to England with my sons. And the happy thing is I did receive an award at my company's function. So it was happy.
All right. Hold the thought. Congratulations. Well, I think we're going to do a little bit more of a recap when you come back, too, because remember you were thinking about taking your kids to England and telling them that you were moving out, and I said, not the best way to do it, but you got the award. Congratulations. We'll pick up the story in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Shay, who called me a couple months ago. She has two sons, 17-year-old and 13-year-old. She's going to England and taking them with her for an event. And she was saying, well, okay, I'm going to leave my husband. Do you think that's a good idea to do it this way? And I said, no, not a very good idea to do it. He's going to view it as kidnapping. They're going to view it as kidnapping. It's going to put a damper on what should be a really fun thing for them and for you. So, all right, so you went to England, took the kids, got the award. So where are we now?
Yeah, I didn't say anything about moving out, although I had the apartment already before I left. When I came home, just fast forward, I have moved out now. But I just remember what you were saying about giving them choices. So
yeah.
My oldest son mostly stays over with his father. And then my youngest son stays mostly with me, especially at night. So, you know, I just give them their choice, their freedom to be with their father.
All right, let me suggest a couple things to you going forward. Are you and your soon-to-be ex, are you planning to divorce? What's the story between the two of you?
Well, I want to divorce, but I was open to just separating to clear my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but after a month of, because I've been gone for about a month now, over a month, and he's asking me like what we're gonna do, so. Last night he was putting a lot of pressure on me to tell him one way or the other.
Well, I mean, I think that's not an unreasonable thing from his point of view. I mean, think about if the roles were reversed. If he was saying, well, you know, maybe I want out and maybe I'm going to stay around. And you hear that it's putting him in a really in a tough position. That are you clear about what you want to do? I mean, I don't think you should rush to judgment. I can understand his sense of being on tenterhooks, but you don't want to rush to judgment. But you don't. It's not terribly fair to leave him just kind of stranded on this. Are you clear about what you want to do?
Yeah, I plan to. I think in my gut, I want to go. I want to divorce.
Is there anything he could do to change your mind or to give it another shot?
Yeah, and I gave him three things to do.
What were the three things?
I said you have to get a job.
Okay.
And I want to then go to counseling to see if we can work on how better to communicate our when we argue.
Okay.
And then the last thing was for him not to like try to control where I go and what I do.
Okay, so what did he say about those three things?
He said, unless he knows that I'm going to stay, that like it's hard for him to focus on those things at all. And he's kind of against the therapy altogether, but yeah, he's kind of against the therapy altogether.
All right, so how many years you've been married? What, like 18 or 19 years?
Right, 19.
Okay, and I'm not trying to talk you into anything. I'm just giving you another way of thinking about this, because it does sound to me that you're a little ambivalent. You're not happy, but I mean, the three things you talk about seem to me to not be unreasonable. They're just not going to happen instantly, especially the first one. And it sounds to me the first one is probably the most crucial of the three, because that no matter, I mean, he's feeling insecure. I mean, you're going off to England and getting awards. He doesn't have a job. So his insecurity is not going to be dampened until he actually has something which makes him feel better about himself, which in this particular case is a job. So he's very likely going to feel like he has to hold on to you, because otherwise he's going to lose you, especially where you're saying you just moved out. And part of him, because it will serve his ego, will to believe there's someone else. There isn't anybody else, is there?
No, but he constantly accuses me.
Well, but think about what I just said, not knowing anything about this. Is it easier for him to say there must be someone else other than I'm letting her down, right? So it's easier to view you as a cheat than himself as a failure. It's not logical, but people aren't always logical when they're hurting. So until he gets a job, the likelihood of him going to therapy, first of all, going into therapy when him not having a job is kind of a waste of both of your times, because it's still the elephant in the room. Him feeling that he has to keep an eye on you until he feels better about himself is not going to diminish and feeling better about himself is going to require him getting a job. So the three things are not unreasonable, but they are certainly linked, and it may take him a while to get a job. So here's one of the possibilities, is to say to him, I mean, he's trying to, I mean, you guys are kind of at a standoff here. Well, you know, you can't play with my ball unless you give me the bat. Well, I'm not going to give you the bat unless you promise me the ball. So that's sort of going nowhere. But it might be in your best interest to say, I'm willing to not file till, let's say, the end of the year. Let's just make it an arbitrary kind of thing. With the idea that you're sort of being controlling about me, and your unwillingness to go into therapy are obviously linked to you having a job. So for your own sake, it would seem to me you'd want to have a job to feel better about yourself, to feel you're productive, to feel that you can pay your own bills, take care of your family, whatever it else, or take care of yourself. So I'm willing to leave it in abeyance without pressuring you. And the idea being that we would be not hostile to one another, that we would negotiate how the kids go back and forth. I think the kids going back and forth randomly is not very helpful for either of the two of you or for either of the two of the kids. That you probably need to have a schedule. In the summer, it may not be crucial because they're not in school, but once the school year starts, knowing that they're a week on, a week off, and you guys can, hopefully you're able to negotiate, although I'm not convinced, and I expect you're not convinced either that you can, that the question is, do you have, I mean, one of the possibilities is one of your sons spends 1 week with you, the other spends the week with him, then you switch, and then one of you has both of them for 1 week, and both of you have both of them for 1 week. So, I mean, there are all sorts of possibilities, but again, having a family conference about it may make more sense. Having them move back and forth randomly is going to create chaos, I guarantee you. Because if you tell your son he has to do his homework, he said, well, I don't have to do it at dad's, and he's over there. If your husband says to one of the kids, you can't have the car tonight, well, I'm going to go to mom's. You don't want that, because that's what kids this age do anyway, and you just don't want there to be that much possibility of manipulation and playing you guys off against each other. There needs to be some kind of schedule for the boys so that everybody understands it. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold for just a second and see if there's anything else we can do about this. And also think about my suggestion of giving him a little bit more time so he doesn't feel like he's just sort of being pushed around by you. All right, put you on hold for a moment, come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Shay, who is going through a kind of a tough time in her life, in that she and her husband have split. The boys are living kind of one with her and one with the other and going back and forth. And she's said that she wants three things from him. Number one, that he get a job. And how long has it been since he's worked?
About 7 years. No reason, like there's nothing wrong with him physically.
What kind of work did he do?
Like labor work. He can do...
So how come he's not working? What does he do with himself all during the day?
No.
I mean...
Like, no good...
I know you're frustrated with him, but, I mean, he must be bored out of his skull.
Yeah, like, you know, he'll just, like, go work out, play basketball. He'll do a lot of...
How old is he?
Long work. He's 51.
And he hasn't worked in 7 years? Was he
right.
hurt initially? Was there?
No. He's never been injured. Like, there's never been physically anything wrong with him. Like the whole 19 years, but his work life has been very sporadic.
Does he take
like,
care of the house?
I mean, quit. No. Outside, everything outside, the lawn. You know, he has a garden. Everything outside, he does. Plants flowers and all that. But I think inside, we share.
Does he make the meals or anything?
Mostly. But we do share
okay.
that.
Okay, so basically he's sort of being the house husband, yeah?
Right. But
But that's not working for you.
No, we need money. Like, financially we're not stable.
And what is
and
it when you say that to him,
time.
When you say, listen, I appreciate what you do around the house, but we need more money than this. What does he say?
That, economy and it's not easy getting jobs and stuff like that.
Has he had anything to do in the last 7 years? Has he done any work?
No, organized jobs. Like, he'll just, like, do things for people and get money, like, snow blow the neighbor sidewalk or whatever, and they'll pay him or something
like that.
Is he
depressed?
Yeah, I think there might be a mental component, but to me, I don't really know how to.
Well, no, and it's not your job to take care of it. But if he's really depressed,
you mean like can he not get out of bed and stuff like that? No, he gets out of bed. He gets out of bed every day. He gets out of bed every day. He's an early riser, but he does drink alcohol and smoke marijuana.
Well, certainly marijuana not going to help anything. Yeah. So, I certainly get why this is frustrating from your point of view and from his. I mean, maybe the thing to do, I don't know. I can see that the likelihood, it seems to me, of him getting a job at this moment doesn't seem very high to me. Does it to you?
No, especially since, we've been together so long and it's not like he's ever had a stellar work record. Like, even if he does get a good job or whatever, he'll end up quitting or, getting into a tiff with the boss or something.
So you don't really dislike this guy. He's just not really helping you very much he's just not really being there for you in any kind of meaningful way. Financially.
I had already made my peace with the fact that he wasn't going to work. Because I make a pretty good salary, so I was like, okay, let's tighten our belt and work harder. But then what happened 4 years ago was I found out he's, cheating because he did give me a venereal disease.
Oh,
and that's
geez.
When I just kind of just lost all my...
Yeah. Why did you stick around for as long as you did?
Because we were kind of underwater with our house, but just trying to get to a place where we could sell it.
Yeah. Look,
lost a lot of my energy to work with him.
I got
and he's
it.
He's so angry with me.
Why is he angry with you?
He didn't do anything. He's just like, how could you leave me after so long? We have kids together. And I'm like, you're the one who's wrong.
Yeah.
You're 100% wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I having delved in this a little bit more, I think he needs to get his life together, and either he will or he won't. Is he
right.
a good dad?
Yeah, in that, he shows them love. He shows them the love he never got. So,
that's good.
For that. Yeah, like he gets them love. He tells them he's proud of them, and no one ever told him that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got some serious issues. Let's be honest. He's got some serious issues. But you're not going to be able to solve them. And it doesn't sound to me that he's very motivated to solve them. And so my concern with you, I mean, my initial concern was, look, saying to somebody, you got to get a job or I'm going to divorce you, is a little unrealistic just because... I mean, getting a job is going to take some time. However, the more you talk with me about it, the more it sounds to me that this is a situation where this is 7 years into this. And unfortunately, him having an affair is kind of exactly what you'd expect, in that, he feels lousy about himself. And certainly one of the quick ways of getting an artificial fix on that is just to go ahead and have an affair with somebody, right? It doesn't take very much. Someone says, wow, you're great. It has the second option of being able to kind of sort of literally sort of, throw the bird at the person that is being successful and is making you feel inadequate, like it's your fault. So, but at this moment, my concern is that waiting it out is giving him false hope. And the deal is that if you go ahead and file and basically he gets a job, and that he could do it on his own, that he's really not, he's not sort of capitulating to you or being pushed around by you. It gets your life going. You've put your life on hold for 7 years. I think it's really important that if you can do this without being furious with him, that probably is going to help you and help the boys, because they're not going to feel like they're caught right in the middle of it. But I'd probably go ahead and file and just say, and what I would say to him is, I'll love you till the day I die, which is probably true, number one. Number two, I don't want to be put in the position where you feel like you're getting a job because I pushed you to it. You're going to get a job or not get a job. I think we should co-parent the kids. I don't hate you. I will make life as easy for you. Is he going to sue you for alimony?
He may try. I wouldn't put that past him. But
well, you need to figure out if you're going to do that, if you're willing to go along with that or not.
Well, to me, I'd be willing not to take child support if he doesn't ask for alimony. Like, just call it a wash. And my oldest son has just turned 18, like, in the last couple of weeks.
What are you going to do about college for him?
Yeah, he's going to college September 1st, his first day. So I'm scrambling, paying for his college, too.
Listen, I would go ahead and say to him, here's the deal. I love you till the day I die. You're not my enemy. I don't want to do this anymore, and I don't want to put you in a position where you feel ambivalent about getting a job. You're going to get a job if you decide to get a job. I don't want you to feel that I've pushed you into it, because that's going to make it harder for you to do it. So I'm going to go ahead and file and know that you're not my enemy. If at some point we need to revisit the marriage, we can revisit the marriage, and I go ahead and probably do it.
Yeah. You're right. That's what my gut's telling me.
Yeah, but you do need to figure out especially your other son is the 13-year-old. There needs to be a clear schedule. And it may be that he's going to, I don't know what kind of influence he is. I assume he's a good dad. The 18-year-old is going to be away. He's going away to school?
Yes.
Okay, so he's less of an issue. But the 13-year-old needs to have some stability. And if he's with you during the week, then maybe he's with your husband on the weekends, or you go week by week. Sit down, the three of you sit down and talk about it. And also, I suppose the 18-year-old, when he comes home, how that's going to work for him.
Right.
But, yeah, given the facts of this, which is one of the reasons, folks, why a phone call works much better than an email. Because as Shay said to me, my husband's out of work. I've told him I'll stay with him. I'm going to divorce him unless he gets a job. What do I do now? And I would have said, you don't want to put that kind of pressure on him. But clearly, the situation, when we look at it in much more depth, I'd go ahead and file and tell him why you're filing, and not because you can't put up with it anymore, but because you don't want to put him under that kind of pressure.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck, kiddo. And congratulations on the award. And I'm sorry. And look, maybe this is what he needs. I mean, you're not his therapist. You're not responsible for him. You're not his mom. But maybe this is what he needs to have it clear that he needs to run his life in a way that makes sense to him. Okay? Not that makes sense to you. All right, sugar. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy.
And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jake, you are there, right? Okay, good. You just forgot the sounder, right?
Oh, sorry. I didn't send it to you, but everybody else heard it.
Everybody else heard it?
Yep.
Well, that's good so that I can't hear what's going on in the program. That's not a good idea. Okay.
Just keeping it a secret.
All right, fair enough. it's kind of like we're doing mime here. All right, we've got a bunch of movies that open this weekend. The two biggies, and it's going to be an interesting one to see who... Kind of, I think that one or both of these are probably going to knock The Secret Life of Pets. And I have to remember, for the last 5 weeks, an animation has been number one, okay? So there's an animation that has a possibility of being number one here. which is Ice Age's Collision Course. It's called Kiss Your Ice Goodbye. I mean, that was the pun. I should actually dedicate the movies to Jane today because she said she loves the movie reviews. And she called with, I'm Too Blessed to Be Stressed. So that's our theme song today. All right, so we've got Ice Age Collision Course. Ray Romano comes back as the Mastodon. Dennis Leary as the Sabretooth Tiger. John Leguizamo as the Sloth. This is the fifth, which it turns out it ties with Shrek as the most theatrical releases. I kind of like this one, but they've made so much money. They've made $800 million, which means with this they'll probably hit $1 billion for animation, right? That's a lot. You know, I like this one better than a lot of them because the idea is that the world is changing, which is both the issue about Star Trek Beyond, which I'll review for in a minute, and Ice Age, that the world is changing and that Ray has to deal with this fact that Peaches has got a boyfriend that he doesn't really like, and we've got the acorn going around again. I thought this was one of the smarter ones about how you adapt to change and what's going on. So Ice Age could do pretty well. It's one of the smarter ones that they've done so far. And they've all, and not to mention, the opening says, well, I mean, this is the similarity between Star Trek and Ice Age. You say, well, you know, no one knows space and there's nothing out there and it was a big bang or whatever, but maybe it was stupider or no dumber, they say. So both of these have to do with change, with the universe evolving, with people changing. So only I could see Star Trek Beyond and Ice Age as being the same movie. But they are. Which will be number one? Well, a little hard to tell. Ice Age is going to have a broader base because it's PG and you can take kids to it. Star Trek Beyond is PG-13, and it's very noisy and very violent. So it'll be really interesting to see who's number one. Just because I think Star Trek Beyond is charges more money. Although, are they both in 3D? I don't know. Ice Age, it would probably be Star Trek, but it wouldn't surprise me to see Ice Age certainly number two and may, in fact, be, you know, melt Star Trek. But my guess is the Star Trek Afterburners will take over. Okay, so we've got Ice Age Collision Course, Kiss Your Ice Goodbye, hilarious, ha ha ha. It actually is, I think it's one of the best of, other than maybe the first one, which is the newest, so you haven't seen it before. Star Trek Beyond has got Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto again. And this one is two different movies as far as I'm concerned. Justin Lin, who did Fast and Furious, is the director. The first half of the movie, it's just about 2 hours, is a video game. It's noisy, it's violent, it's dark. And it didn't work particularly for me. It's very hard to figure out what's going on. And I didn't see it in 3D. They didn't have it in 3D. But if you're a gamer, you're probably going to have a lot of fun at it. The second half, which I liked a lot better, is a character study. And the idea, and this is not a spoiler alert, is that these guys are going to an uncharted galaxy, Beyond, and that's the name of it. And all of them are having some kind of midlife crisis. They seem a little young to have midlife crises, but nevertheless, you know, do I want to become the admiral at Yorktown? Spock has to decide what if he wants to go and be an ambassador. But the thing I like best about this is they repaired everybody. So instead of Spock and Kirk having most of the screen time together, Spock is paired with McCoy, which turns out to be a completely different kind of thing. Anton Yelchin who's Chekhov, is paired this time with Chris Pine, who's Kirk. And it's very sad. It's heartbreaking to see Anton Yelchin because, as we know, he died very quickly, very soon after this. It's written by Simon Pegg, who also plays Scotty. And they introduced a new character. I thought this was really fun. Lights Out, I didn't see. I watched the trailer, and the trailer kept me awake all night, so I decided I'm not going to do this. It's supposedly one of the best horror flicks ever done, that two kids seem to be haunted, and then mom's haunted, and sort of I knew what was going to happen, but it still scared the living daylights out of me. Not my favorite kind of thing. In addition, there is... So those are the big movies. It's going to be between Ice Age and Star Trek. Lights Out may do some business. Summertime is a charming flick that is just this side of softcore porn of two Parisian women who end up having an affair with one another. And the reason I liked it is that it didn't make a big deal about the fact that they were gay. I mean, it's a sexy movie, but it really sort of does a lot of character development of how relationships start and how they end and what the issues are. And I liked it for that. Both of the women are attractive but not gorgeous. It's very French rather than Hollywood. You had the feeling that all their body parts, they were actually not added to surgically. So who knows what kind of business it's going to do. I mean, it ain't going to be in the top three, but it's worth seeing. So Star Trek Beyond. This is... I think, does Tallulah open this week? I don't think Tallulah does. I think Tallulah opens next week. It's got Zachary Quinto in as well as a boyfriend of Allison Janney's ex-husband. So we can have a Zachary Quinto. First of all, I actually sat next to his mother when he was in a play here. She's very proud of him, and he's very cute. So, it'll be between Star Trek Beyond and Ice Age, I think, for this weekend. I would probably give a slight edge to Star Trek Beyond just because it's got the built-in fan base, but do not write Ice Age off. That animation, as I said, has been the number one choice for the last 5 weeks and may sort of edge it out. It's going to be very close. Alrighty? More details at drjoy.com, where all the movie reviews are, 855-993-7569. Jake, are you a Star Trek fan?
No, not really.
So you're not... Would you go see either of these movies this weekend?
I mean, I would watch them, but I wouldn't go to the theater.
Not going to pay money for them. All right. Well, for the rest of you, it's a good way to beat the heat. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.